In Ukraine today, President Volodymyr Zelensky announced his government is dismissing a number of officials, 6 deputy ministers and 5 regional administrators. It marks the biggest shakeup in the government since Russia invaded 11 months ago. The dismissals come on the heels of a report uncovering corruption within Ukraine's military and concern that the scandal could put off support from Western allies. To explain more, we're joined by David Stern with our editorial partners at The Washington Post. He's in Kyiv. David, hi, welcome.
Hello there.
So Ukraine has had long-running issues with corruption. So why is President Zelensky removing top officials now? And tell us a little more about those who have been fired.
Right. So it's not clear why this is all happening now and why so many of them. I mean, I can give you a couple of scenarios. There are, I guess you could say, internal as well as external reasons. Internal is that there's a great expectation that Zelensky will crack down on this. In fact, this was one of his campaign promises back in 2019. But there's less tolerance for corruption now during the war. Or the other reason could be also external, that he needs to show his Western backers that he's cracking down on this. But obviously, you know, that can be a little bit dangerous if you're admitting that there's corruption. But he does seem to be, you know, moving against it in a big way right now.
And tell us more about the actual acts of corruption that we're talking about here.
Well, it's not clear exactly what is involved. There have been some corruption cases that have been in the media. For instance, there's a procurement scandal with the military, where the military was shown to be buying foodstuffs and whatnot for, you know, prices 2 to 3 times higher than what's, you know, in the markets. A lot of it should be said that, you know, a lot of these resignations were tendered without really giving the reason. It was the conversation or the statements around it that, you know, made it clear that this was because of corruption. One of Zelensky's close advisors said that the government was not going to turn a blind eye anymore, and there was going to be justice. So obviously it does play a role.
You know, and I was reading, there's also just, it seems like, discontent with the fact that some of these top military officials are riding around in fancy SUVs and, you know, just kind of this creating this more of an elite culture. But, you know, it's something I have to say that Republicans in the US, you know, have been talking about. They're calling for further oversight of Ukraine spending. European allies also growing uneasy around military support. As you mentioned earlier, does admitting this corruption by the Zelensky government affect the confidence that the world will have in continuing its funding to his government?
We're going to see. I suspect that some people will spin it as a negative. And, you know, do we want to be funding these people? How many, you know, who says this, whether, you know, it gains traction among the Republicans, because obviously there are a number of opinions in the party there, you know, in addition to the ones who are calling for more oversight. But it's also a question of how it's going to play among the other Western allies, whether it will have tractions in Germany and France and elsewhere. But on the other hand, you know, I mean, give me a break. Of course there's going to be corruption, especially during wartime. So, I mean, I imagine that Ukraine's backers will say, you know, look, he's cracking down on it. I mean, what we're talking about are the price of eggs. You know, we're not talking about weapons. And, you know, he's doing something. So I would imagine that in the next days or maybe weeks, there's going to be a heated debate. We'll just see who wins out on this one.
Let's talk about tanks for a moment here, David, which has been high on the aid agenda. Germany's been reluctant in the past days to commit to allowing German-made tanks on the battlefront. How is this playing out in Ukraine?
Well, I mean, it should be said that Germany is seen as an ally. You know, the Ukrainians are very careful to thank the Germans for all the support that they're getting. But there is a frustration, obviously, and the Ukrainians aren't shy about expressing it. These tanks are seen as crucial. At some point soon, there's probably going to be a counteroffensive, you know, whether it's in the late winter or the early spring. And tanks are going to be a central part of it. So the Ukrainians, they want the tanks. They think they're going to get them in the end. And this has really been the question is, you know, every time somebody drags their feet, at the end of the day, they come around. And then the Ukrainians' question is, why didn't you give it to us earlier? And we would have been able to save the lives of our people. And so this is sort of what the dialogue or, you know, the discussion here in Ukraine revolves around.
David Stern is with The Washington Post in Kyiv. David, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.